For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. A new survey of New York public school officials details the fiscal impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and resulting cuts to aid on the state's education system. The study, titled A Lost Generation, was conducted by the New York State School Boards Association and the Association of School Business Officials of New York between August 28th and September 8th. The survey was sent to business officials in 680 school districts and BOCES, with 181 responses received. I spoke with Bob Schneider, the executive director of the State School Boards Association, about the cost of reopening schools amid the pandemic.
The average of the school districts that responded was $500,000 to cover all the reopening costs for the PPE, for the transportation, HVAC, extra staffing, ensuring social distancing and all the other things that had to happen in this new environment. So $500,000 is a lot of money for a school district.
And have there been any sort of savings, or are there any anticipated savings, though, for districts that maybe, say, are using remote learning?
I would say probably not, because you have so many added costs. If they were doing full remote, potentially, yes, they could save money. But the statistics I've seen is just under, I would say, probably around 65% of the districts are doing a hybrid, meaning in person and remotely. And then there's a small percentage that is doing about half the remainder of the percentage is actually doing full in person, and the other half is doing full remote. But when you move there, if you do save money, if you go to full remote, you're really, really hurting the students' educational experience, and you're hurting their future also. Remote will never replace the live building environment in a school district, the teacher interactions, the counselor interaction, the peer interactions, the activities. So you might save a little money there if you went full remote, but you're going to lose potentially a generation of students that are not going to get a proper education.
And now, going beyond the direct costs of responding to the COVID-19 pandemic, beyond the PPE, the cleaning supplies, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has identified a 20% state funding cut for public school districts if there is no federal aid to the state. Based on this survey, how are districts absorbing that?
Well, the way they're absorbing it, if this happens, and some are already anticipating that these withholdings in state aid become cuts, they are unfortunately cutting staff, support staff, potentially teaching staff. A lot of them might have to plan to go fully remote. And once again, that is not the ideal way to teach a student, educate a student. It's just not right. So they're ready, and they're making drastic changes. Some districts are lucky. They might have additional money in their fund balance to fund this even more, but there are few districts and can withstand this at this point. We're at a severe point as far as the financial conditions of our school districts throughout the state.
And so what are the remedies there?
The biggest remedy is the federal government needs to step up to the plate, and they need to get that federal stimulus bill passed. And that federal stimulus bill obviously is for public education nationwide as one of the components of it, and that would cover the potential deficits if the governor has a 20% state aid cut. Eventually, if he pulls the trigger on it and cuts, then we've got a big problem. Now, keep in mind, a lot of our districts were very careful. They are all careful when they set up a budget, which was voted on back in May, and a lot of districts had already incorporated cuts in their budgets. Okay, so now you're looking at a second tier of potential cuts, which once again will go into the staffing, because that's your highest cost in a school district, the salaries and benefits of staff. So you're going to lose teachers, you're going to lose security people, you're going to lose counselors, cafeteria people, janitors, all those important positions. And you're going to get to a point where we will not be able to provide our students a sound basic education.
And Bob, I want to go beyond the survey and maybe go, and if we can maybe time travel a little to what might be the new normal, say, beyond the COVID-19 pandemic. I was wondering, with the increased use of remote learning, and I know you said that it can't replace day-to-day in-person education, But could this increase use of remote learning and what districts and parents and students and teachers learn from it, could that push some of the rural regions of the state that have been considering combining school districts for costs, for transportation issues, could this increased use of remote learning, in your mind, potentially serve as a potential remedy and maybe lead to some consolidation in the future?
Well, consolidation in rural schools is tough because there are large areas that these districts are in, and the cost factors, the transportation factors might not make sense. What digital learning could provide is a complement to the live teaching in the building. We have looked at regional high school models to offer more programs to students within a rural region. But before we even talk about that, I think the one thing we nearly need to talk about is the fact that there are significant broadband issues in rural areas. There is a digital divide out there that is impacting the most at-need students in rural districts, urban districts, and suburban districts. There are students that don't have the proper devices. They don't have the right, they can't afford the internet service. They don't have the internet connectivity that you see in the broadband, lack of broadband in the rural areas. So we've got to look at that first if we're going to, you know, use digital learning and potential consolidations. We've got to get all students up to speed. There's a major equity issue here, and this digital divide has gotten much wider since the pandemic for these students who just don't have the equivalent ability to learn from a digital standpoint.
Bob Schneider is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. Bob, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.